We Christians in America take freedom of religion as a God-given right and a good thing, but that's not how it was originally intended here in these United States. Watch this.
There has seemingly always been religious persecution, specifically involving the dark arts of magic and occult mystery schools throughout the centuries. It was common for kingdoms to outlaw these types of practices in the public eye for different political reasons. So, in order for a nation to fulfill the esoteric prophecies, it must first offer freedom to practice the old religions of the world. Furthermore, when we consider this freedom of religion declared in America's foundation, we now understand that this had absolutely nothing to do with protecting Christianity, as we've been told, but was rather a cloak for the occult societies to freely advance, officiating their long prophesied philosophic empire of the world. America would be a soil rich for the dawning of the new order of the ages, or as declared by our founders, the Novus Ordo Seclorum.
Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're beginning a four-week investigation, possibly the deepest and perhaps darkest investigation that we've undertaken in our history here at Skywatch TV. The topic of conversation is a brand new film forthcoming from Defender Films, Fall Brothers Production, and Skywatch TV called Belly of the Beast. And joining me on the panel today, Skywatch TV's CEO, Tom Horn.
Good to be here.
And the men behind Fall Brothers Productions and our colleagues here at Defender Films and Skywatch TV, Justin Fall and Wes Fall. Gentlemen, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Derek.
We take freedom of religion as a good thing and something that was enshrined in our the very fiber of the United States as a protection against a protection of our Christian faith. But you make the case in Belly of the Beast that that's not necessarily so. Justin, you in the opening clip argued against it. What exactly? I mean, what's wrong with freedom of religion?
I think the important thing, first of all, is to understand there's nothing wrong inherently with freedom of religion. And as Christians, there's going to be certain things that we benefit from. For instance, technology. We might benefit from a technology that came from an occult channeling session 60 years ago. I'm just going to use that as an example. We're going to use it for good. The internet can be used for bad or for good. There are things that have a bad history that have been redeemed. As Christians, we do benefit from freedom of religion, at least as of now. But the origin point of this freedom of religion has nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever, but more so the idea that the occult mystery schools that were being squeezed, they were being sifted, and they were being forced out of certain countries for various political reasons, as we point out in the film, they needed a place that they could go and congregate and practice the ancient mystery schools.
And the United States was that place.
The United States was that place. But this also ties back into the idea of America, this nation, this great nation that's leading the world. It goes back to the idea that America itself is a fulfillment of an ancient esoteric prophecy.
Well, let's back up a step and find out how you two got involved in this project. Wes, what was it about the topic of Belly of the Beast that led you to begin this investigation?
Been studying this for a long time. Actually, Tom, your Apollyon Rising, that was foundational in this, and it's almost like a blueprint. And then moving forward with the revamped
Zenith 2016,
we do reference that in the book, and it's that's where it all started, I would say. I would also lend some credence to the Chris Pinto films. It just it basically takes something that you've been brought up in believing and being taught in school for, you know, so many hours a day for, you know, those years, and then coming to find out that it's a false narrative. And so when we started digging a little deeper, in particular, especially with it being prophetic as it is, we find out that it was in fact a way for the occultists to be able to come to uncharted territory to be able to practice freely. It's just basically looking at it, what does the Bible say about this prophetically, and what can we learn about it? That was the initial deal of, excitement to be able to come into this project.
It's a hard pill to swallow for patriotic American Christians, which we tend to be. You started out in Washington, D.C. Why did you have to travel to Washington to begin the research for this film?
There's a lot of things that we wanted to see firsthand. Wes and I have been to D.C. before. This was not our first time visiting. But there were some new things that Tom Horned brought to the table that were so mind-blowing and so unbelievable.
Yes.
So unbelievable, Tom.
Yes.
That we needed to get boots on the ground. We needed to get up close and personal to investigate some of these things in person. And I'll say this, the energy of D.C. is unlike any other place I've ever visited.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable. We've been to Burning Man. Okay, you can imagine the energy at Burning Man is unbelievable because there's rituals going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But D.C., it's almost uncharted. The emotions, the energies, the spiritual nature of that area is uncharted territory for most Christians. And other Christians are so deceived about the truth of D.C. that they go in there with preconceived notions and they don't realize that they're entering onto a spiritual battlefield. Mm. They don't understand that when they go there.
Well, how important is the physical layout of Washington, D.C. there? I understand you went there to investigate information about the Capitol building and layout of the streets around it. Wes, what was that all about?
Well, you can see that it's intentional the way that they did it. They did it to serve a purpose, but it's very occultic as well. Going back to the idea that we're taught something, so we have this idea of patriotism, and we have this idea of a Christian nation that we were founded upon. But when you actually get there, it feels like you're in Rome or something like that.
The architecture draws a lot from ancient Greece and Rome, the classical era, right?
Absolutely.
Sure.
And it's set up to perform these rituals. It's a big chessboard, basically, that's set up. And Tom goes into breaking down some of those rituals, like to a T in the film, not to give away too much stuff. But it's a reoccurring ritual that's set on the landscape, the layout of D.C.
So the layout of the streets is more than just about optimal traffic flow.
It's sure.
done for specific geometric and occult purposes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so let me just kind of make a statement here that this did for me started over a decade ago. Information was being fed to me by a former U.S. senator and then a former U.S. congressman who actually confirmed why I originally went to Washington, D.C. to find out what I did, and then even a 33rd degree Freemason that has a nationally syndicated radio show had me come on his program, confirmed what I was saying as being truth, and even gave me kind of this shadow warning that, you know, 10, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to say the things that I was talking about publicly. Mm-hmm. What we didn't know, though, was the biggest piece of the puzzle, mm-hmm. which changes everything.
Huge.
Has never been documented before, has never been written about or put in film before, which this film unveils.
Mm.
And that's the part that as we go, we're going to continue hinting at this because we're actually, we put together a contest. We're two of the books that we're going to be giving away with these programs are Lady Queensborough's two-volume Occult Theocracy. These are like scholarly works, and therefore they're actually very expensive. They're $40 mm-hmm. per book, like you would buy if you were going to college. We're giving them away free. But what you need to know is, as you learn about this contest, we're going to be giving away $10,000 to the winner with 10 more runner-ups. But Volume 1 of Occult Theocracy is a cipher.
The Ottendorf cipher, mm-hmm. yes.
It's an Ottendorf cipher, which don't worry about getting confused about that. We're going to make it very simple. You'll be able to go to skywatchtv.com/contest, and you'll watch a video over there with all the game information that will explain how this works. But ultimately, what it's going to do is make the biggest revelation. Well, in my lifetime, as a student of prophecy for decades, nothing this big ever. And it is a game changer as it involves coming of Antichrist, but something even more mysterious about Antichrist, his deadly head wound, and then where is he when he rises from the dead? People are going to watch these programs, they're going to think they know.
Right.
They don't know. We confirmed it. And other underground stuff
mm-hmm.
that we'll get into in these programs that I guarantee you the public is completely unaware of. But it was this information being fed to me. We had to go to Washington, D.C. to confirm mm-hmm. some of these big issues, and then you guys can explain what started happening when we got there, right?
You know, what's interesting, before we go there, being in D.C., doing this research, we were told the official cover-up narratives from people in power there, people who had been trained to answer these types of questions, and we got the official narratives to our faces. And there was even something very funny that took place while we were talking to one of the employees in the Capitol Rotunda. She put her hand out to stop from going any further when the question got asked about the street layout and design and the architecture of DC. She said it was French.
Yes.
And she put her hand out to stop it from going any further.
Yeah, well, and so we know something about that, right? You can even go to the Library of Congress's website and you can read the story, the most approved plan,
yes,
right?
That's right.
So they're advertising to all these engineering firms to who's going to design the U.S. Capital City. And why does Thomas Jefferson reject all of them? According to our own official website, because he wanted Washington, D.C. to be laid out after a Roman design that would give homage to all pagan gods.
That's right.
That's what he wanted, and that's why it's built the way it's built.
Reconstructed pagan temples.
We find the idea of the reconstructed pagan temples to be a major role. Again, to go back to what you said, the street layout. We're dealing with magic street layouts, and everything is to a T. It's unbelievable because these buildings are placed at certain strategic locations on the Magic Street layouts that align with constellations and Sirius, the star Sirius, which you and I have talked about previously, which is the star Sirius is connected to Isis and Osiris. Mm-hmm. But what's very interesting is that these buildings are not just merely buildings. They are temples. They are reconstructed pagan temples strategically placed for rituals on the street layouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And listen, they designed these things and put these things into place before we had automobiles. This is not like, well, you know, DC this, DC that, there's a lot of people. No, this was strategically put in place by people who were part of these occult secret societies, who understood magic, and who understood that they could practice the occult mystery schools here in America under the cloak.
Right.
This freedom of religion.
Hmm. We'll tell you more about the interference they encountered on their trip to Washington, D.C., right after we tell you how you can take advantage of SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of 2018.
We've been told that America is a Christian country from its origin, one nation under God. We've been taught that our government is for the people, by the people. But what if it's all been just a grand deception? What if the God worshipped in secret by government leaders in our nation's capital is in fact our enemy, and many of our leaders have been venerating him secretly through arcane rituals, setting the scene for the incarnation of this ancient entity?
They used the powerful energy of ninth degree sex magic through which the goddess Babylon herself might appear in human form.
What if everything we thought we knew about this great nation was designed to bring about the greatest conspiracy of all time? A conspiracy for the souls of humanity. What if I told you that America was founded by the darkest elite secret societies and that there are still powerful remnants controlling hands in high positions, carrying this torch? Dr. Thomas Horn, William Ramsey, Russ Dizdar.
It's like God ripped open Hell's Kitchen and said, hey, here's some of the sequence of satanic evolution.
Colonel Robert McGinnis, Wes Fall, Carl Teichrib, Justin Fall.
It is the ritual that would ignite the resurrection of the Antichrist.
Belly of the Beast.
The holidays are rapidly approaching, and now's your chance to save big on the largest TV giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Belly of the Beast Grand Giveaway. In the brand new documentary, Belly of the Beast, you'll discover for the first time why a Bible is bound in a magic square inside the testes of the Washington Monument. Where and why a buried ancient magical obelisk awaits underground nearby. Where the entrance to a secret crypt exists connected to American Lucifer worship from within the deep state. And for the first time ever, the U.S. government-owned location where the Antichrist will be resurrected on a American soil. When you order Belly of the Beast from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive Lady Queensborough's celebrated original 1933 Occult Theocracy two-volume collection, beautifully republished by Defender Publishing. These books are classic exposés on the secret societies, from witches to Knights Templar, Freemasons to Rosicrucians, Druids to the Illuminati, Masonic and pagan symbols, Christian Science, the Order of the Jesuits, and so much more. Dr. Thomas Horn says no serious researcher's library is complete without this massive two-volume collection. These two books alone hold a retail value of $80. Yours now, free when you purchase the Belly of the Beast Grand Giveaway. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive a gargantuan supply of brand new, super quality, overstock gift books, DVDs, audio sets, survival and organic living books, and more to add to your library or to give away as gifts this holiday season. Sold separately, this grand giveaway holds a retail value of over $350. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. This avalanche of holiday gifts is perfect for the serious researcher in your life, but is only available while supplies last. So take advantage of this, the largest Skywatch TV giveaway of 2018, while you can when you order the Belly of the Beast Grand Giveaway, now at the Skywatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're talking with filmmakers Justin Fall and Wes Fall. They are the men behind the new film, Belly of the Beast, a disturbing but very important documentary film produced by Skywatch TV, Defender Films, and Fall Brothers Production. Tom Horn, of course, participated in the research for this because of his groundbreaking research in Apollyon Rising and Zenith 2016. The visit to Washington, D.C., apparently got a little more exciting than you fellas anticipated. Tell us about some of the strange events that you guys encountered while you were on the ground there.
Some people aren't even going to believe this, Derek. I wouldn't even believe it had I not experienced it.
It sounds a little woo.
Well, when you go to D.C., you can't just film. You can't just run around D.C. unless you're possibly a...
For security reasons, that makes sense.
We tried that once.
Yeah, we got in trouble back in, what was it, 2004, 2005 when we went to... We've actually been up there a few times. But what happened was we had to get permits so that we could shoot in certain locations. And you have to pay for the permits and you have to get approved. And there's basically all these steps you have to take with the government. And so we had put out for all the permits. We had applied for permits in all the places we needed to shoot. And everything was going really well. You know, we were hearing back from a few places. We were getting approved to shoot at the mall and some other places. And then all of a sudden... We decided we wanted to go ahead and see if we could film inside the Masonic Temple, the House of the Temple, the Herodome. Mm-hmm. And so we reached out to them, and the 33rd degree Freemason, who was the guy to talk to, he said, yeah, we could work with you guys. By the way, send us a link to your website.
Yeah, that did it.
Well, now, we're Christians, we're ethical, we have integrity, we're not going to lie.
Right.
Lying's no good for anyone. And so Skywatch TV, right? Well, it wasn't even 24 hours later, we get a vicious email back. It was very short, very cut and dry, that you guys are not only not going to film here, you can't even take pictures on our sidewalk.
Hmm. So my question is, when they hear the name Tom Horn and Skywatch TV, what did you do?
Well, part of it goes back again, you know, to all that research, Zenith 2016, which was given to me from former members of the U.S. government, right? Mm-hmm. And I actually went on, both the congressman and the senator have their own syndicated radio shows now, so people can look that up if they want to. But I went on their programs, did their programs. They were the ones that opened the door for me and Nita, my wife went with me, to go to a non-public tour. So, you know, they open the doors at a certain time of the day. The public can just walk in and walk through, and they'll talk to the young 33rd degree initiates, right, mm-hmm. who get the storyline that they want to feed them. Well, we got to go in when the doors were closed, locked, nice. Which became pretty spooky. But while we're in there, long story short, I'm asking all these different questions. I asked them a question we'll talk about on one of these programs having to do with, is it true that the 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemasonry performs the ancient raising of Osiris ceremony at the inauguration of every American president. Now, we'll explain later why that's important. But it was at that point you could have heard a pin drop. These guys that are just yappy up until that moment, right? They're giving me answers to everything. Yeah. One of the guys got up, walked out of the room. Mm-hmm. The other guy's just looking at us. I looked at my wife and she goes, just cut it off, buddy, because we're locked in a building owned by these ancient Egyptian magicians, right? Mm-hmm. A little bit later, the guy comes back. He's got two coins. They look really old to me. He tells me to take them. And I said, well, what are these? I mean, you know, some of this stuff, talismans and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, I've heard missionaries talk about being careful. Stuff can be, you know, have stuff attached to it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take them, right? Well, you take these because if anybody asks you, you may want to present these, right? And he won't explain why. Well, later on, long story short, I get back. I call a former 33rd degree Freemason that's now a Christian. And I said, what's this all about? And he said, oh, man, Tom. He said, that's really old school. He said, that's like back in the day when you would walk up and say, do you have anything for the widow's son? Or what's like secret kind of communication from old Masons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said, I think what that means is if they get ready to kill you, present the two stones and it's your get out of death free card or something like that. He thought that's what it was. Mm-hmm. All burn up in my house in 2011. But that's kind of where this started. So following that, I'm out there doing radio and everything else. I think that's where, you know, our problems.
They knew we were connected with you, obviously. You're on the
They
home
went
page.
To the website, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then we realized that people are going to say, well, DC is it's widespread. There's a lot of cogs in the machine. But I guarantee you that high-level Freemasonry, the 33rd degree of the Scottish Rite, they are the puppet masters of DC, at least on a large scale. There is a they have so much control there.
Influence. Mm-hmm.
The influence is uncanny.
Well, it's telling that one of the only Confederate generals who's got a statue still standing in Washington, D.C. is Albert Pike,
right.
who was essentially the guy who wrote, well, he wrote Morals Scottish and Dogma, Rite Scottish Rite Freemasonry.
He's also entombed now in the house of
yes,
the temple.
They've got
a Scottish Rite Freemasonry
okay.
right at the Hall of Charity or whatever they call it, where the Bush family is celebrated for all the money that they've donated. But talk about the weird stuff started happening.
Oh, yeah.
Once we're there, we're identified.
The Masons cut us off. Can't do anything. We know who you are. You're not even able to step mm-hmm. on our sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Immediately, the second half of our permits, radio well, silence.
Right.
Nobody will communicate with us. Nobody will either, they won't approve or deny. But that means we can't go and shoot. Mm-hmm. And it's just unbelievable to think that as soon as the Masons found out we were coming, they immediately started making calls and we got blacklisted. But it doesn't end there. We get to our hotel room, we get set up, and Tom got us a hotel room close enough to where we could walk to the mall area. And we get out in the morning and I see this guy. Like, I just happened to notice him. He was normal Joe. He's walking around, got a little briefcase.
Plain clothes.
Almost looked like a college professor. He wasn't like Secret Service out, you know, just kind of like a blazer, nice dress shirt. Okay, didn't think much of it other than we kind of nodded at each other. We come back that night, maybe 6 hours later? I don't even know. We come back, and there he is passing right by us again, the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, write that off as chance. It happens again. And again, we're only there for so many days. This guy, literally, the coincidence of him passing us in front of our building twice a day as we're coming and going, and we came and went at different times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
He was always there crossing our path. But we're out at the mall. And everything's going great. We have the most amazing shot set up. Tom and I are standing there. You got the monument in the background. As soon as Tom starts talking about the ritual,
right?
The ritual, Derek, Stingray technology,
right.
starts pinging into our wireless systems.
Now explain that, Stingray technology.
You want to talk about that or you want me to take it?
Stingray technology is a way for wiretapping. And you can look it up online. There's a lot of documentation about that. But it's widespread in D.C. They were also, we found out later, that was the whole fiasco about the wiretapping, at the White House.
It was they were literally siphoning out. I don't know how that technology works, but I'm giving my answers, and they're literally siphoning it out of our audio collection devices, our whatever you call
microphones. You were using a wireless mic, right?
We were.
Right.
Yeah. But these weren't regular wireless mics. we were using the state of the art,
top of the line,
the upper echelon. Yeah. I mean, you can't get a wireless system better than this.
No. Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting, and I'll say this really quickly, so many years ago, the government passed a new law about wireless microphones, and it was causing a threat to churches. And there were churches that didn't have the money to update.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you're going to be charged. It's going to be a crime if you can't go ahead and update, because they wanted everybody on a certain bandwidth, a certain mm-hmm. frequency. And some people couldn't afford to do it, and so they had to just quit using mics, or they had to break the law. Well, we got the latest technology, and mm-hmm. we believe that the reason they forced everyone to change was so that they would have easy access to the back door.
Okay, okay.
They're pinging in Tom's discussion on the ritual. And it's funny because when he was talking about other things, everything was fine, but then all of a sudden, they start pinging in and taking out what he's talking about.
Well, and don't you even have some illustrations of that in the documentary film?
We do.
Literally showing our audio being siphoned off. And in addition to that, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, whose day job is a senior analyst at the Pentagon, he's also part of this documentary, but he confirmed that
yes.
for us from the Pentagon, that that is exactly what was happening to us.
Right.
We've been doing this for over 10 years. Over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's going on about 13 or 14 years now we've been doing this professionally. This has never happened to us ever in our experience working on any project ever. Ever. And we've never even had a wireless system that was this state of the art. And here's the point, Derek. This was so in my opinion, this was the most conspiratorial part of the trip, to know that they were following us, they were watching us, and they were sucking our audio feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided we were going to just cut some of that out of the film. And Tom said, no, no, no. He says, roll with it.
People need to see what was going on.
He said, put subtitles up.
Mm-hmm.
Subtitle what I'm saying that they're taking out, because this shows that we were on the radar. We were targeted while we were there. And then you got what I'll call clipboard guy following us around the hotel.
Right, being shadowed by a really well-dressed woman who just kind of keeps showing up throughout
right.
the three, right? Carrying her great big oversized purse with whatever that was about.
Random.
So we're adding two new folks to the IMDb listing for the documentary. Clipboard guy and well-dressed yeah, woman. This is just like the X-Files. This is the new film, Belly of the Beast. Fall Brothers Productions, Justin Fall and Wes Fall. Tom Horn is, of course, featured in it because he was part of the investigative trip to Washington, D.C. We've got several more weeks of this investigation, plus some web-exclusive programs that you'll find at skywatchtv.com and the Skywatch TV channels on Roku and Apple TV. Also featured in the film, Russ Dizdar, Deliverance Minister, Carl Tykrib, a longtime and very meticulous researcher into the occult, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, as Tom mentioned, and researcher and filmmaker William Ramsey. This is, again, a hard pill to swallow for patriotic American Christians, and many of us Christians in America tend to be very patriotic, but we don't do ourselves any favors by shielding ourselves from the truth. Religious liberty, freedom of religion, here to protect the intent of some of the framers and founders of this republic, their goal to bring forth the Antichrist through arcane occult rituals. Please take advantage of the special offer from Skywatch TV. You'll find it online at skywatchtv.com, the biggest giveaway of Skywatch TV. And of course, we'll tell you more about the special competition that will lead to the ultimate, the big reveal through the use of the Ottendorf Cipher and the book Occult Theocracy, Volume 1. With Tom Horn, Justin Fall, and Wes Fall, I'm Derek Gilbert, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. This is Skywatch TV.